welcome to Exalt His Name Poetry. My name is Deanne. Psalm 46:10 says, "He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still in Him. Surrender, surrender, let go. Be still in Him. Rest in Him and know that He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth." 'Where is your mind located? Is it located in the world, in the false, in the lies, in guilt, in shame, in hurt, in regret, in failure, in pain, in the past, in deaf thoughts, deaf thinking? Why? We never know why. It's so easy to get stuck in those negative thinking cycles. It's so easy to think about what's not true. It's so easy to think about the bad things. It's so easy to let our minds wander and wander and wander. And it's nothing good. And it's so hard to think about the truth. It's like our minds just want to be deceived. Jesus taught me, when my mind is focused on the world, the false, lies, guilt, shame, regret, hurt, pain, the past, I'm worshiping those things. I have freely given those things first place in my life and in my mind. I have put them before Him. God says, give all your worries, cares, anxieties to me because I love you. I care for you. That's what He says. He loves us and He cares. He wants us to give it all to Him. He loves us so much, He doesn't even want us to worry about nothing. Nothing. He cares, and He will take care of it all if you allow Him to. Allow Holy Spirit to have access to your mind and let Him do what He want to do. Be still and know that He is God. So I want my mind to stay located on Jesus, with Jesus, in Jesus. I want to freely give Him first place in my life, in my mind. All things, I want Him to be first place in all things, all areas of my life. Respond with words. You can't be quiet. Open your mouth and respond with the word, the truth. Satan wants to overtake your mind and to keep you silent about it. No, we will open our mouth, speak what is true. When we do this, we are maintaining our victory. Keep speaking truth. Make it your mindset to cast down all lies and to pick up all truths. Respond with words. The words. The word has to be in your mind, in your heart. The word is Jesus. Jesus is the word. Is Jesus in your heart? Is he speaking in you and to you? Are you reading his word and treasuring it in your heart? That's the only way you can respond with the word. Read the word, listen to the word. Let that be what you meditate on. Let that be your mind. Let that be in your mind, on your mind all the time. Him. And no, we're not perfect. And no, we can't just think about it all day. Of course, he knows that we are living. He wants us to live. But anytime your mind try to wander off into false negative thinking that is not of God, the death thinking, that's when we should refocus and say, no, this is not my God. He don't want me thinking like that. He don't want me worried about this. Open your mouth and speak truth. Jesus loves you. That's the truth right there. Think on that. Speak on that. Jesus loves me. Say it. Jesus loves me. We have to train our minds. We have to train our minds to think how we used to think before God sent us here. Father God, I come to you right now in the almighty name of Jesus. Father God, help us to think how you created us to think. Help us to think your way. Your word is your way and your thinking. No, we don't know all about you, but that's the wonderful thing about you, is that we will never know all about you. You are a big God, and we thank you for being a big God. We love you, and we know that you love us. Holy Spirit, we give you access to our minds. Help us to speak how we were created to speak and think. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have never given your life to Christ and you want to, he wants you to so bad. He wants you to because he loves you. And that's the truth. He loves you. He loves us all, no matter what we've done. He's waiting for you with open arms, ready to receive you, ready to throw the biggest party in heaven for you. Come on. Come back to your daddy. Repeat this after me. Say, Father God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. Come into my life. Lead me and guide me to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose for me. Help me to be who you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.